to SWJ. Good morning. Anyone out there?
KT Mobile, go ahead.
Who are they?
Oh, pretty good. Name here is Eric. I think I might have heard you once before, but I can't remember your name.
Scott.
And what was your call sign again? It was N2 something?
N2 SWJ.
I had those two together in my head from now on. Monday morning.
And what's your name again? Frederick?
But I go by Eric.
Different than what's on your license, but I couldn't remember what.
It's Frederick in Morse code, so I just go by Eric, but I'm just kidding. Just never been a fan of the name Frederick, so I dropped it. I dropped the Fred part when I was a kid at some point.
That can be a mouthful. I can see that.
85 here and grab my coffee, but I'll probably be back in a few minutes, and Ken should be along here shortly too, so yeah, hang with for a second and I'll be back in a few minutes. This is W2JKT.
Roger that, N2SWJ.
Hello, Scott, NC9V Mobile.
Leon or Leroy?
We'll opt for the one with the N on the end, Leon. Calls NC9V. Spoke to you before. I know you're bad as me probably about getting these call signs down and names. The names I have a real hard time with.
WJ, this is Scott.
I got the call sign and I heard you talking to Eric there. And I hope you're having a good week. Ready to start a new one?
We'll fly out for New York City a little bit later today, so.
The Apple 4.
Work, gotta go to the corporate office and do IT hocus pocus there for the week and be back Friday.
Oh, that's fun or work? I don't think I've lost anything in New York.
Taking a day off. I'm taking my wife with me and we're going to have one day of fun because Thursday is her birthday and so we're going to do the town on her birthday and have fun and try to make a nice birthday out of it for her.
I'll be looking for you on Cash Cab. My wife and I watch Cash Cab a lot. Kind of a fan of the show there. Hopefully you'll catch a cab. It'll be Ben Bailey sitting there talking at you.
Hilarious.
Quite a memorable trip, for sure. I told the wife, so if we ever go to New York and I get stuck in a cab, I want you to be with me.
Not lucky to get stuff like that.
Look, I'd probably get the Cash Cab and it'd have the hardest questions ever on there, and I'd get three strikes right off the bat.
Not cab.
Flying, I take it?
Seven. We're flying up. Going to take a handheld with me and play on some of the repeaters around the city and see what I can do up there and see what kind of people there are on the radio up there.
This morning? Leon?
Yeah, I think somebody's trying to break in too.
Hold that, W2JKT, I'm back, and good morning, Leon.
KN4TFW, mobile.
And morning, Eric. Hope you guys are doing good. Ready for another week. And Scott's going to New York today. That sounds like fun.
Where are you going? Oh, if you got a pencil, I'll tell you which pizza places are good. 102nd and Broadway. Can't miss it.
Be there this time.
Used to take me there when I was a kid, and man, they've passed down to the next generation since I grew up there, but it's still the same family after all these years. They were on 101st when I lived there. We lived on 102nd in Riverside, and they've since moved up to 102nd in Broadway from 101st, but yeah, fantastic pizza, you know, the family. you fold that pizza and tilt it back, and the grease from the pepperoni just runs down your arm. It's fantastic.
Pizza.
Food, you've got the Empire Szechuan at 66 and Lex.
Night's dinner.
Their childhood favorites have closed in the last 40 years, but I'm trying to think of what else might still be there.
I've got, there's one rule when I go to New York City, and that is don't eat at any chain restaurants.
Probably not. But there are definitely, no reason at all to eat at a chain restaurant in New York City.
Remember, I had to travel into Chicago for 3 weeks, and Jacksonville, Florida, a couple times for a couple weeks. And I'll always take the wife. And sometimes I take the wife and one of the kids. We always had a blast. Sometimes she couldn't always fly with me because I was getting a free ride courtesy of the U.S. government, but I'd pay for her ticket. It'd be cheaper to let fly her different flight, so she'd fly out of Greenville, I'd fly out of Asheville. And we'd meet up somewhere, wherever we were going. One time we met in Washington, D.C., at the Reagan National.
I have to take her with me as often as I can, and sometimes we take the kids with us. Sometimes we'll drive. If the kids go with us, we usually drive because paying for four kids to fly is expensive. So we make a road trip out of it. But we I try to take Allie with me when we drive or when we go up as often as we can.
Be up there for.
Coming back Friday afternoon.
Are you in fun old military hardware? At the USS Intrepid Museum on the Hudson River on the west side. I forget exactly where it is. I think around 66th Street. But they've got an aircraft carrier and a submarine that you can go on a tour of.
I've been there. I've got some great pictures of the space shuttle that they have there and some of the aircraft they have up on deck and whatnot. That was pretty sweet.
It was a fantastic trip. My wife is from Chicago, and we've been trying to find a time to go up there and hit all the, Giordano's and all the other good restaurants up there, but haven't had time yet.
We enjoyed it the time we were there. 3 weeks is a little bit long, but especially in the middle of winter. I mean, I would much more enjoyed it during the summertime to get a Cubs game or something,
There in the wintertime. She moved down here 12 years ago just because of that. She was tired of snow and cold.
Divided Chicago and New York, a Chicagoan and a New Yorker in the same house.
I thought it'd be weird, but, pizza is the only thing we really argue over. Our pizza when we want to have pizza at home. We very seldom order it out. I have a pizza oven, and I learned how to make Neapolitan pizza, so that's usually what we have at home. That's a nice compromise between New York style and Chicago style. Putting the sauce on top of the cheese, though.
Not that either.
Like pizza, the toppings are on the bottom, then the cheese, then the sauce. And that was your trip. This weekend.
And then I don't think we got anywhere. Grandkids came over on Sunday, but that was about it.
That was it. I couldn't remember if you went to see somebody. Maybe, yeah, I think you did tell me that they were coming to visit you.
Visit, made some barbecue, pulled pork and that. So it was a good day.
We just played board games with the kids all weekend. It was fun. Was on Saturday.
Yeah, I got to work a half a day this Saturday.
Saturday at 4.
Sorry, Leon, we doubled.
What are you making? They making you work a Saturday for?
Two shutdowns a year, and they like for me to work at least a half a day that first Saturday of shutdown in case they need something.
NC P9V. That's it, that wall.
Got on the agenda for that Saturday is washing the company truck, KN4TFW.
Drive an hour just to work a couple of hours, I'd make them pay me for the whole day. I have a rule, if you call me on my day off, I'm putting it in.
On that, it used to be that way at the old place. If you made me fire up my computer from the house, yeah, you're going to pay me for it.
Listen, if he calls me on PTO day, I'm putting in a full day of work, so it discourages them from bothering me on my vacation.
Just for the phone call.
I better not be getting on 85 South.
Getting on the screen from 29 South.
That is up there at the top of the entrance ramp at 9. I don't know what exit number it is, but... yeah, that's all I can see. They weren't moving. 25.
Wreck on top of that bridge for some reason. It's on my car stereo when I'm playing an FM station. It comes in fine, but if you're playing FM HD, it'll quit and come back on.
There's the road rage thing going on off my left quarter panel right now.
FM radio in the car, and if you have it on an HD station, it's like it comes and goes, and that, like you're going down in a hole and you lose it. I reckon why that is, because the FM station doesn't do it, only the HD.
Because you need a high signal to noise ratio for the digital side of it, because it's high bandwidth, so the FM analog actually locks in at a lower signal to noise ratio than the digital.
KN4 TFW.
Jenkins Plumbing Company, and tell them to get their drivers out of the left lane.
Slow.
On my left quarter panel for miles, and people are flashing their lights and honking at him, and he just refuses to move over.
Pull one, you need one.
I'm some trucker.
Hurricane didn't take the path that they thought it was going to take earlier last week. Turn off to head east out towards Bermuda from Georgia. It ain't even going to hardly make it up here.
Never going to make it up here. I was looking at the spaghetti models late last week, and I thought that right turn was coming. I thought they knew about that last week.
This week, early last week, they said it was going to be all over Greenville.
I was keeping an eye on it, but like Thursday or Friday, that right turn, because they have that other one coming up from the south, and they're both going to make that hard right.
You're just going to get hit twice.
One really big, long hurricane.
We had a year ago, a really long hurricane. Don't need another one of those.
Last year that it rained for 4 days straight before it finally hit. It just, you know, made it so easy for it to blow all the trees over.
My words at Harbor Freight, she said they sold $64,000 worth of generators.
Yeah, I gotta get rid of
$100,000 worth of generators. I think 2 truckloads of stuff over there or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was, but yeah, like once the immediate stuff kind of settled down. I think Harbor Freight sent a bunch of stuff over there too, like everybody was sending stuff over there, but what really gets me is that they're still cleaning up from it a year later.
I'm here getting ready to pull into work, so we bid y'all adieu. Have a great day, good week, and hopefully I'll speak to y'all again soon. 03 is all. And Scott, have a good trip. We'll talk to you before. Be safe, and you and the wife have fun. NC9B.
73 Leon. Have a safe day. KN4 TFW.
Have a great day and be safe. This is W2JKT.
Have a good day. 73. Into SWJ.
Just a little bit nuts this morning.
9 down, getting ready to jump up on the interstate here at 66.
Gotta go wake up kids.
Hard to get on. You
running, the acceleration lane is really short.
The accident icon pop up at 9, Ken, so it looks like that fire truck was responding to something there at the intersection.
I think it's because it's like three lanes going over the bridge, but then one of them runs out just as soon as you cross over the bridge, and I think that's where they get in trouble.
Total pandemonium at that intersection. It's terrible because you've got people from the Quick Trip coming out. You've got people trying to make that left from, actually, I think the Quick Trip is on the north side, isn't it? I can't remember which side it's on. I remember one of those. It's, there's no way to turn left out of that gas station that's there, and it's just, it causes a nightmare.
Don't be headed south and get off at that exit. I think you're going to take a left. Need to go to that Northern Hydraulics right there, and I'll take the business 85 down to number 9 and then come across that way. That way it'll be on the right. Blue lighted.
Like a sheriff deputy to be following another car, and that car he was following just like weaved from the left and the right, shot around somebody and took off in the left lane. Sheriff went and followed him, but it hasn't pulled him over or anything. I wonder if they were in the wrong county or something.
It's in the Wright County, right?
County it was. It was a dark colored vehicle, and you know they try to make that police lettering as hard to read as possible. So they don't know who it was.
Looking at it just right, you can't read it, right? I've seen a lot more of them, especially up there on 29, sitting in parking lots and behind trees and that. They definitely got a bigger presence.
They drive around with their blue lights on, like the steady blue lights, not the flashing ones, but I think that's Anderson.
Do that. I was behind a pickup truck at a red light there in Spartanburg. I was looking at the antenna, and then I got to looking at it closer, and it's like, man, that's a police truck.
You're at 85. There's a white one that's not marked, and then I think there's also a gray one.
My camper tires, I've only had it a couple of years, but the tires are dated December of 21.
I'm looking to get some new ones.
Yeah, they look really good. They probably don't have 3,000 miles on them.
I have nearly that much, but I bought my camper in October of 21. And it's still got the original tires on it, so I probably need to look at getting some new ones, too. And they were the Trailer King brand, some off-brand, I guess.
Brand these are. They seem to ride pretty good.
What ones for mine?
Seen Adam and that, and it, you know, seeing who had them, and a bunch of them were like 8-ply. And it's like, man, it's like everything I read, it says you need... You know, the junkers are 10-ply, and you need, like, a 14-ply.
Higher is equivalent to a load-range D, and they're usually typically good for about 2,500 pounds, and then the 10-ply is equivalent to a load-range E. Those are typically good to 2,800, maybe 3,000, and then the 14-ply is a load G, and that's, like, a 3,500-pound tire.
A little bit closer and see exactly what they are. KN4 TFW. I know they don't get hot or anything because, I mean, the pressure builds good and they don't run hot at all.
AKT. Yeah, I mean, you know, your trailer's probably not that heavy either, so I think the gross weight on mine's 9,500. The empty weight is like 7,500 or so. Maybe 7,200, I can't remember exactly, so load range D is probably fine for mine, but I'm going to get some E's for it. There's three different ways to express the load range, but the last number on the tire will be like a 112T or 112, you know, 110T or something like that. That's the actual load rating, and there's a DOT table for, you know, what that is in pounds.
My camper dry weight's only 5,000.
500-pound axles on it, 5 lugs. 200-pound axles on it, 6 lug tires. And, you know, they're they're good for 52, which means that at gross rate, I'm just barely under their reading.
Trailer people set you up to fail right off the bat.
Flex weight, I've got to load it up and then fill the water tank, but I would never transport it with a full water tank because it's just too much weight for my truck, so I don't think I have to worry about it.
Ben putting about 10 gallons in a fresh water tank just in case I have some water with me.
Yes, in mind, too, in case I need to stop and use the restroom, because I don't like rest areas because they're nasty. So if I'm towing my trailer somewhere, I'll put a few gallons in the fresh tank so I can at least use the toilet in there. Fresh water tank in mind, so that's, you know, 640 pounds of water.
Take a 40.
Level mine after I fill the water tank when I get where I'm going, because, you know, I do the initial leveling and then I fill it up. And I've got to do the leveling again and adjust it because it'll sag in the front.
Busy out here today, isn't it?
I definitely can't wait to get off of this and get to the office. Go to my exit.
Either of y'all do any of these fox hunts they have around here?
Yep.
Any of the fox hunts they have around here?
Not before. It seems interesting, though.
Yeah, I've never done one.
Tonight and listening to the Mount Mitchell repeater, and they were talking a lot about the fox hunts they do. I know there's one they do every Friday, and there's one coming up on the 11th on a Saturday that they were going to do. And I was interested in trying one, I think.
Directional antenna to be able to do that?
I don't know. I was just going to get me a cheap little loop antenna and try it with my handheld and see what I could do, if anything.
What kind of antenna it is, but there's like a loop with a vertical section combined that makes a cardioid pattern, and that cardioid has a really deep null in it, and it makes it good for finding directions to a source.
The kind that I was looking at on HRO, ham radio outlet, and it has a little, kind of looks like a ping pong paddle. It was like $20 or something like that, but it looked pretty, interesting.
How it works out, you know, like I said, I've always, you know, thought it sounded interesting, but I've never had the opportunity or the time to give it a try.
Up along to see if I could maybe get her, trying to get her interested in taking the plunge with me on this, at least get her technician license.
We have to get our teenager to get his license recently, but I would love for my wife to get hers too, but she hasn't had time yet. She's in the Army, so I'm sure she could get it pretty easily, but that was a long time ago, and she's very, very busy now.
Yeah, she's very busy, so time is always the killer.
Pull off the cliff for me. I'm getting down here on the south side where I can't really get it anymore. So I'm going to say 73 to you guys. Ken and Scott, I hope you guys have a great day. Scott, enjoy your trip. I hope the pizza is good as I've said it is. And yeah, be sure to come back next week and let us know how your trip went. Talk to you guys later. This is W2JKT. I'll be clear on your final.
Have a good one. And I'm going to have to check out too. I'm rolling down to the gate. So Scott, have a safe trip and that. And we'll catch you next week. KN4 TFW.
Ken, talk to y'all later.